Thank you for listening to this talk produced by the Art Gallery of South Australia.
To go onto the pot and express my sure where the other begins, because I think a true collaboration is not measured in those things. But in terms of the Mark Makings Act, talk to us a little bit, because I'm correct in saying it's aerosol and then layered synthetic paint as well, right?
Aerosol and acrylic paint. And I just really love the iconography. I really think it just makes me really happy. We did only two works, I think, two pots, and I think we should do more. I think we had a lot of fun. We have to, Alfred. The people want to. We're in an art gallery. We didn't even know that it was going to find a home here. So I think we'll do more. You have to do more. It's if everyone, you want one, don't you? Someone wants one. We can play. But yes, is there any? I like it when you ask questions. It makes it a little bit more easier. This is our first talk, by the way, as together.
I will say it's funny seeing Zach's work on, like, for me that's a big scale, but for Zach that's like such a small
tiny scale
for his work. But
yes,
it's sort of, it works really well.
Zachariah's been working recently on like a 8 meter long, yeah, something incredible like that, which we'll get to see later this week. It's very exciting. I'm interested in one of the most thrilling things, I'm sure you can all imagine, about having responsibilities as a curator and working here at the gallery is that we get to sometimes see works like this that jump out of an exhibition. It's lovely that Hugo's here today, where we saw the work. Hugo was probably standing right alongside me when we saw it. We went, wow, that's got to come into the collection. But then also to place it into context is so critical. And I'm sure this has not been lost on you both, that we've placed the work very deliberately alongside the work of Mr. Carroll. And I know Mr. Carroll is someone who was very important for you in particular, Alfie, but arguably for both of you as a senior man. And then also the work of Thankupi. And Thankupi is in kind of post-invasion storytelling, the wellspring of Aboriginal ceramics. She's such an important artist in the big story of figurative ceramics on how clay becomes country. Do either of you want to talk to, I know particularly, Alfie, as I said, Mr. Carroll was a kind of important touchstone. The work here also relates to the works that were included in the 2016 Adelaide Biennial. So a good example, we've got the Biennial on at the moment, of how these works are constantly, the Biennials play an important role in bringing new work to light.
Yeah, I think this room in general, not just those two pieces, is a very important sort of room for us. And I mean, it changes. I haven't had a look at what's up lately, but you know, there's often, for me, for a long time, there was quite a big Clifford Possum work there, and there's always a lot of our collective colleagues and people who have passed away, and
presented as much as they are written. They are displayed as much as they are spoken. So I think there's a lovely opportunity for us to expand the narratives here. Julianne.
That was my very, I was going to say that. The curation is magnificent. I walk through this gallery often. I walk through, stop, what is that? Walked over. And it's astonishing how well it's been curated. What a brilliant shape, what a different shape, and fabulous colours. Congratulations.
Other questions, comments in the house? Let's talk a little bit about how practice, creative practice, unfolds with the very recent and incredibly exciting announcement around Eurovision. I'm sure a lot of you are wondering around creativity, and it strikes me, having seen both of your practices emerge, your visual arts practice emerge, feeling very honoured to be present in the company and during the timeline of that, that the idea of Inmar specifically, but also song and the body and visual arts are all synchronous or interwoven, interlaced parts for you, Zachariah. But I would also argue for you, Alfie, do you want to talk to that a little bit? Talk about the relationship between the creative acts that you encompass?
Well, a lot of my approach and the practice where it comes from is just the basic relationship. I love my grandmother so much and I really do miss her. And that art form of that relationship and the way you learn how to be nurtured and how to control tone using all of your senses. And grandparents usually let you do that without any limitation. So I had the luxury of having that, and it has helped me move in all of the spaces I go into as just a daily thing, and just the way I treat people and how I teach people how to treat me, how I approach it in the music booth, how I do it on the canvas. Like, I always sit with that memory and that relationship, and I lit it up so big, it gave me opportunities in the visual arts and to grace the stage for the Eurovision moment. So everything I am is my lineage, but most importantly, the relationship that I have with my grandmother. Not because of her being my grandmother, but the art of a child and a grandparent. It's really different to the engagement with your mother and father. The father and mother usually put the expectations on you and they tell you this is what you should be, this is what you should do. But a grandparent, they are like your friend. They got your back. They like will keep secrets with you. They let you f up, you know, like they do give you the license to live whatever this life is supposed to be. And that's what, when you buy a Zachariah Fielding work or listen to a Zachariah Fielding melody or a song line, that's where it comes from. And it comes from my country as well. And the relationship that we don't really have strong anymore is with nature. And when you're in the work, that's where stillness plays a really big role on how you want to build that relationship almost. It's really complex. It's really hard. It's not life. This life is not easy, but there's so many weird rules, and that's why I like grandparent energy, because they don't give you rules. There's no rules. No rules.
That intergenerational story is really important, and this room kind of tells that story a bit. I think, Alfie, about your Aranda story and how over here on this wall there are Western Aranda works from across generations of the what we can call today the expanded Namatjira family, but it's not just the Namatjira family, it's the Purulcha family, it's the Mokotarinya family, it's the Ebatarinya family, those big lineages
worship is on the stage, when I'm feeling completely free, and when I'm on the canvas where I'm completely free. So the place does exist. It's just about the collective making that decision of letting you step into that anew. But what is so beautiful about Australia